Listen to him. He says, once have I spoken, but I'll not answer, yea, twice, but I'll proceed no farther. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I'll demand of thee. Declare thou unto me. Wilt thou also disannul my judgment? In other words, are you trying to say to God that he's wrong? And, of course, God is not wrong. Job is going to be able to say to God now, I know thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. This is a tremendous place that he's come to here. He's certainly advancing. Now, he does not know himself. He says, I am vile. And when a man discovers that, he's come a long way. And we're going to see that there are several steps that he takes as he comes to God. Now, the Lord breaks through again on this basis of creation. Job, look around. You're in nature. There are a lot of things you don't know that you're looking at. And how can you judge God in his moral government of this universe? There's so many folk today that come up with some of the most asinine statements concerning God. And I've heard Christians make some very foolish statements concerning God. Now, we ought to be very careful what we say about him, and we ought to keep it in the context of the Word of God. This man actually did not know God. That is quite obvious here. He is uttering words without knowledge. When the Lord breaks in upon him, he asks him some more questions. Chapter 41, verse 1. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down? Now, this great monster, the sea, what do you really know about it? And today, they're studying these gray whales off the coast of California. And they're doing many things to try to find out about them. Well, look, we've come a long way since the day of Job. We still don't know about these big fellas that are in the water. And what do we know about dinosaurs? I heard this whimsy about the man that was a guide in a museum. And he came to a dinosaur in the lecture he's given to the crowd that went through. He says, this dinosaur is 2 million and 6 years old. And a man came up to him and says, wait a minute here. He says, now, I'll accept that 2 million years, but where do you get the 6 years? Well, this man says, when I came to work here 6 years ago, a dinosaur was 2 million years old. I've been here 6 years. It's now 2 million 6 years old. May I say to you, friends, what do you know about Leviathan? What do you know about dinosaurs? Do you really know about them? Well, man just has to say, well, I just don't know. I'm not an authority. And any man that's a real scholar today, I don't care what field he's in, he'll tell you, I haven't mastered this field. We're just learning today. Well, now, if man is just learning, may I say to you, he's in no position to pass on God. And that's the thing God is telling Job way back yonder at the dawn of history.